BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
It's 4 o'clock. I'm Yasmin. I'm 17 and I'm from Tunbridge Wells. You might not know this, but my dinner was once stolen by monkeys. Anyways, now it's time for my favourite show on the radio, Scott Mills!
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
So Yasmin introduced the show today. Yasmin, tell me about this thing with the monkeys.
Okay, well, basically, when I lived in Malaysia, we were on holiday at the beach, and we left our biscuits out, and all these monkeys just stole them. I've got pictures of everything, and they ran up trees, and they were holding them. It was so sad.
They love it, don't they?
Yeah.
Do you know what they love more than anything else?
What?
Because a similar thing happened to me when I went on holiday to Sri Lanka. They love Snickers.
Really? Wow.
Because on my balcony, I left out a bottle of water with the top off, and also a Snickers bar, which I was looking forward to, actually. So I had a shower which kind of looked out onto jungle, okay, but also looked out onto my balcony. So I'm in the shower. The monkey can see me naked because there's a glass kind of screen out onto the balcony with no curtain because it just looks out onto jungle, so no one else is going to see you. So I'm kind of staring this monkey out. He, literally, in front of me, unwraps the Snickers and drinks from the bottle of water.
Aww.
So I'm standing there naked while he's staring me out, eating my chocolate bar.
That's so sad.
I felt a bit violated, and he knew that I couldn't do anything about it because I was naked and in the shower. Normally I would have rushed
cheeky
out and
monkey.
Been like, oi!
Yeah.
Quite literally a cheeky monkey.
Yeah.
So what size were your monkeys?
Average monkey size.
What, are we talking like gorilla size, or are we talking
no,
like small comedy
size,
monkey
like,
size?
Like normal monkeys, like...
Was it like the one in The Hangover 2?
Yes.
Yeah, yes. I know exactly which kind you mean now. Smoking.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but I'm not a fan of when animals see you with no clothes on.
No, neither am I.
Has it happened to you?
No, it hasn't, but I can imagine. It's
happened to
nice.
Me several times. Do you have any pets?
I used to have 4 turtles, a cat and a dog, but I don't anymore.
Did you always make sure they weren't in the room when you were getting changed?
No, I left the turtles in... See, look at you, it's fine.
Those turtles have seen everything. It's like the elephants when we went to do the desert trek. And the camels, they saw everything. There's no part of Dermot O'Leary that one camel did not see. And Lorraine Kelly.
Oh.
Scarred for life. Anyway, thanks for introducing the show today.
No problem.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Do you want to be on tomorrow? Well then, send me an email, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. It's simple. All I need is your name, your age, fascinating facts about yourself, and most importantly, your phone number. Make sure you put your phone number on there. Email it to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, I don't know if you remember, but last Thursday, we asked you for some help with something for Edith Bowman. Now, this went out on air yesterday morning, Sunday morning, on Edith's show. So thanks for your help, if you did. Basically, Edith and Labyrinth decided to play archery together. Do you play archery? They played archery. Do you do archery? They did archery. And the idea was they would fire arrows at balloons, and inside the balloons were questions written by you. So let's say if Edith hit a balloon with her arrow, she would get a question out of the balloon and she would ask it to Labyrinth. It's a brilliant idea. And we asked you to write the questions, and you did. Most of them, I would say 98% of them, completely unusable on the radio. But you didn't disappoint. So thank you for your help with that. If you sent in a question for Edith and Labyrinth doing archery, it actually went out yesterday morning. You can listen to it to see if your question was on the iPlayer if you want. Now, this right here is the kind of calibre of question that I have come to expect from my listeners. I am so proud of this.
At the crucial time, has a girl ever said, Labyrinth, come in?
um, It's happened a few times. Now,
can you imagine? Labyrinth, come in. The Scott Mills Daily. Now, here's the challenge, which is for you as well. I'd really like you to take part in this, if you'd like. It's a challenge for me and also for Becky and Chris. Both of them are not here today, but I hope they're listening. If not, I'll text them later and tell them about it because they've got some homework. Now, you know Born This Way by Lady Gaga? We all know how that sounds, like, really well now.
It doesn't matter if you love him or capital H-I-M. Just put your paws up, because you were born this way.
Really, really, really famous song. You know how this goes, like one of her biggest hits. Yes? But do you remember, last year there was a time when nobody had heard that at all. Nobody knew what Born This Way was going to be like. We knew that there was a song called Born This Way coming out by Lady Gaga. Nobody had heard it in the whole world. And Gaga posted the lyrics for it online. So then Becky and me had a go at trying to predict what Born This Way would sound like just from the lyrics. That's all we had, the lyrics that Gaga put on the internet. So we both did a version of what we thought it was going to sound like. This was Becky's one. Kind of similar musically.
My mama told me when I was young, we are all born
superstars.
She rolled my hair and put my lipstick on in a glass of her
boudoir.
Now, at the time, a lot of people said, well, that's not actually far off. When you heard Born This Way, when it actually eventually came out, people were like, well, Becky's version does sound quite similar. And I thought that it would sound like this.
My mama told me when I was young,
I thought she'd go country and western.
We were all born superstars. She rolled my hair and put my lipstick on in the glass of her boudoir. There's nothing wrong with loving who you are, she said, 'cause he made you perfect, babe. So hold your head up, girl, and you'll go far.
I've not heard this for a while, it's quite good.
Listen to me when I say I'm beautiful in my way, 'cause God makes no mistakes. I'm on the right track, baby, 'cause I was born this way.
All I had was the lyrics to go off here, yeah?
In regret, just love.
That's what I thought Born This Way was going to sound like. And everyone's like, oh, Becky's version is so much better and sounds like Born This Way actually does. And you laughed when you heard my country version. Don't say you didn't, because I know you did. But I was finally proved right when Gaga came out with this version of Born This Way. So actually, I think you'll find that I was right eventually.
My mama told me when I was young, we're all on superstars.
You see, that is country and western right there.
She rolled my hair and put my lipstick on in the glass of her boudoir. There's nothing wrong with loving.
Listen to the vocals, same.
Because he made you perfect, babe.
Bye.
So hold your head up and you'll go far. Listen to me when.
Slightly different melody, but same vibe.
I'm beautiful in my way, 'cause God makes no mistake.
Right, we're going to play this game again. But can I get it right twice? Can I beat Becky twice at this? Which I'm taking that as I won. Because I was right eventually. So here's the thing. Justin Bieber has a new song coming out. The world will hear it on Monday. We'll get it to Radio 1 on Monday. I think it's out Sunday night in America. Nobody has heard this song in the whole world. Well, obviously some people have heard it. Like, I'm imagining that he's heard it. And imagine his mum has heard it, because she's very involved, let's face it. And the manager's probably heard it. And the blokes who were wearing shorts, probably, as all engineers do, who were recording it at the time. It's true, find me an engineer that doesn't wear shorts all year round. Minus three outside, still wearing shorts. Anyway, so nobody's heard this song at all. See where I'm going with this? All we know so far is that Bieber's new song is called Boyfriend. So the challenge is this, Becky and Chris. Maybe you are listening at the moment. Becky on her booze cruise. Chris, don't know where. Probably in Pinner. I want us each to make a version of what we think Justin Bieber's new song, Boyfriend, sounds like. And I want you to have a go at this as well, please. Just record your version on your phone or whatever, or you can do a video and put it on YouTube and just get it to me. Make me aware of it on Twitter or on Facebook or on text 81199. Record your version of what you think Boyfriend by Justin Bieber sounds like before we actually get to hear the thing, the actual song on Monday. Okay? That's what we got. Now, unfortunately, unlike the Gaga, we don't have the lyrics. So we're all, this is all complete guesswork. We don't even have, you know, what the song's lyrical content is at all. But if you fancy having a go at it, and we will see who is nearest to being right into the actual sound of it on Monday when we get to hear Justin Bieber's Boyfriend. So get in touch with me. Not Justin Bieber's boyfriend, you know, his song, Boyfriend. Get in touch with me. Maybe record it on your phone now. You can put any words in it you want, as long as Boyfriend is in there somewhere, I'd imagine. And me and Becky and Chris will also have a go at this week. And we'll see who wins and who's the closest to the sound.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Some people are just texting in, ooh, boyfriend, boyfriend, ooh, ooh, I could be your boyfriend. Now, I can't really hear what that sounds like if you just text in what you think the lyrics are. I need you to record it on your phone or wherever and then email it to me. So this is the challenge for you as well as for Becky and Chris. And we'll hear some of the results later this week. Justin Bieber has a new song coming out called Boyfriend. No one knows what it sounds like. Nobody even has the lyrics. So just make some up and send them to me. And who knows, you could be closest to what the song sounds like. The whole world will hear Justin's song on Monday. It's called Boyfriend. There are no prizes for this. It's just for lols. So email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Me, Becky and Chris will all have a go at what we think it sounds like. And let's face it, I was pretty accurate with the Gaga Born This Way one, wasn't I? So with that in mind, hear how we do the rest of the week. Justin Bieber, Boyfriend, what do you think it sounds like? Email me, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Right, so how was your Mother's Day? All good? Get her a card? Flowers, etc.? My mum was down visiting me at the weekend, which was really nice. I thought I'd treat her, because it is Mother's Day. And we went to the shops yesterday, and then we were walking past all these kind of little hair and beauty salons, because there's loads of them around my way. You know, like the little shops that do nails and hair and pedicures, manicures, that kind of thing. And as we walked past, my mum was looking at kind of one of the things they do in the shop window, and she was like, oh, do you know what, Scott? I've always wanted to have my eyebrows done. I was like, what do you mean? She's like, I would like to have them threaded, but most of all, I'd like to have them tinted because they're going a little bit grey. And I was like, well, let's do it then. Because there's literally one about 20 seconds walk away from where we were because there's loads around there. So, spur of the moment, the next beauty salon we come to, we go in. And there's lovely kind of Vietnamese family in there going, hello, welcome, really, really, really nice. And I'm like, I went too quick. I was like, hi, can my mum get her eyebrows tinted, please? And they're like, sure, that's £8. I was like, well, that's a bargain. Amazing. So I just sit my mum in the chair immediately and like, boom, right, there you are. Now she's in the chair, the beauty chair, right next to the shop window so everyone can see walking by on this quite busy road in London. So she's never had this done before. I don't ask enough questions. Before you know it, she's in the beauty chair and they are tinting her eyebrows. Now, the first thing that they did, and this all happened in seconds to me, it was like a flash. Before you know it, my mum has got what looks like permanent marker on her eyebrows, and she's looking really surprised. So what they've done is put the hair dye on, and I'm like, whoa, whoa, is it going to look a little bit lighter than this? And they're like, probably not that much lighter. No, I'm like, oh, do you not do any, can you make it lighter? No, not really. We only do brown or black. I'm like, okay, well, my mum's hair is kind of dark blonde, so that's going to look a bit weird. Sorry, there's nothing we can do now. So I have to go outside for a moment to calm myself down / laugh. And she's right there on the shop window, so I'm just looking at her in horror going, oh, and her, literally, it's like someone's drawn them on with a Sharpie. She looks hideous. And this is all my, well, it's not my idea, it's her idea, but I was like, right, let's do it. And I didn't ask enough questions about what colour they do. I was like, right, boom, you're having it done. Within seconds, the permanent marker style thing was on her eyes. So, and she's still like it now, obviously, because apparently that lasts 2 to 3 weeks. So I'm really sorry, Mum, that I kind of messed up your Mother's Day weekend by making you have really, really black eyebrows. Before they were kind of like a blondie / grey colour. It doesn't look the best. But I have thought of a way of making it up to her involving some pop stars that she likes, and we'll do that after 6 o'clock.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
How could you do that to your mum? You should always ask questions before getting any beauty treatment. I just wanted to go in and get it done, to be honest. I was hungry and I wanted to go in for my tea. And it was a very reasonable price. And I know now that I should have asked more questions, but at the time it just seemed fine. I said, eyebrow tint. They said yes. I pushed her in the chair. Boom. We're off. It's a bit like those people who shave their eyebrows off and then draw them back on. I've never quite understood why people do that. Do you know what I mean? And I like it in particular when they draw them on, when they draw them back on slightly too high. And they've got that absolute look of surprise all the time. Like they've got spoons face all the time. Slightly too high eyebrows. That's what it was like. You shouldn't have taken your mum tinted. Okay, right. Sorry about that. I didn't know. She's never had it done before. I've never had it done before. So we both didn't know what to do. It seemed like a fine thing to do at the time. Coming up after six, I will try and right this wrong by getting some of her favourites on the phone to try and say sorry.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I'm getting so many good comments about the mistake I made with my mum. With the eyebrow tinting at the weekend. She did not want me to talk about this on the radio today. I'm so sorry, Mum, again. Everyone's like, well, if her eyebrows are that dark, just get your mum to dye her hair jet black. No, she'd look like a witch or something. In fact, she'd look a bit like that one off of Shameless because she wears glasses. You know, the one that runs the dodgy establishment? I can't remember her name in the show, but I know it's the actress Alice Barry. That one. You know the one? Bo selected that one. Also, a lot of people are saying that congratulations, Mills, you've given your mum a scouse brow, which I don't think is, I know it is a kind of thing, but I don't think it's exclusive to the Merseyside area, because I've seen Geordie Shore once or twice and they're the exact same one.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Very excited about the superstar Usher coming to see us in the Radio 1 building, 4:30 on Thursday. Make sure you tell everybody that Usher's going to be on 4:30 Thursday afternoon on this show. Here's someone who's met Usher before.
No, it's not me. It's my gran.
Oh, okay. Who are you?
I'm Sydney.
Hi, Sydney. Where are you tonight?
I'm currently in a little town called Mildenhall, but originally from Cambridge.
Okay. Well, how did your gran end up meeting Usher, please?
She was waiting tables at a restaurant in Atlanta, Georgia, in America. And he came in one night and sat down at her table. And so she waited on his table. And when he went to leave, she, instead of asking him for an autograph, asked him to give her a hug, which he proceeded to do. She told me this, anyways.
How old's your gran?
I don't know. Like 75, maybe.
I like it that she's still waiting tables.
Yeah, well, I mean, she was probably about 60 when she was waiting this. Well, no, not 60. I don't know. Guess my gran, she's still waiting tables, so she's...
What was Usher drinking? Are you aware?
Sorry?
What was he drinking?
What was he drinking?
Yeah.
I have no idea. It wasn't something I thought to ask.
Was he sipping on Patron? Most people are in songs.
Probably.
Yeah, let's say it was Patron. I love that. That's such a grand thing to do, though. Instead of, like, getting something signed, she's like, oh, come here, let's have a hug.
Yeah, She didn't know who he was, actually. The girl she was working with had to tell her that he was this huge superstar. And she came home and told me, and I just couldn't believe her. I didn't believe it.
She was like, yeah, I met someone called Usher. Do you know who that is? Like, yes. Hello.
Yeah, Lessa. I was like, he's pretty much one of the most famous guys out there.
I might see if he remembers that little incident in Atlanta, Georgia on Thursday when he comes in.
Yeah, it would have been, I don't know, probably about 5 or 6 years ago, I'd guess.
And was he receptive to the hug? If I go in for the hug at the end of the interview, do you think he'll reciprocate?
Oh, definitely. He reciprocated with my grandma.
Amazing. So I'll be fine. All right.
Yeah.
Thanks for that. I love you. Bye.
Love you too, bye.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, so you've heard what happened with my mum and the eyebrow tinting at the weekend. I am now going to attempt to make it all better.
Hello.
Hello, Mum, it's Scott.
Hello, darling, you all right?
Yeah, how are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Has anyone noticed yet?
No, not at all.
Are you serious?
No, honestly. Amazing, isn't it?
But they're really dark.
Yeah.
Mum, right, who are your favourite singers?
Favourite? What, now?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Oh. I've always liked Take That.
Yeah. Apart from Take That, who's your favourite?
You
told me before that you really liked them.
Celine Dion,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, apart from Take That and Celine Dion, who's your favourite singers?
I like Ollie.
Ollie Murs?
Yeah, I like Ollie Murs.
Okay, apart from Take That, Celine Dion, Ollie Murs, who is your absolute favourite singers? You've met one of them.
JLS.
Yes! Yeah. At last! And, Mum, here they are.
What, JLS?
I'm rather Scott. Sorry, Mum. And, do you know what I mean? Hopefully, next year's Mother's Day is going to be a lot better. Scott, 2012 is about setting trends, and I think your mum's doing that. I think everyone should follow in her footsteps.
I know.
Well, maybe you can go and get your eyebrows done, and then you'll have matching eyebrows.
Maybe that's a good idea. I could do that. I can do.
Well, you could give it a go. They were very nice people.
Yeah, exactly. I might pop in later on. What do you think about that, Mum? Is that any good? Is that kind of help at all?
That's absolutely fine.
So I could do anything as long as I get a pop star to apologise?
Well, no, not anything. No, I'm there.
All right, well, I hope JLS helped a little bit.
Thank you, JLS. That's wonderful.
Like,
sorry I couldn't get Take That or Celine or Ollie.
No, that's fine.
See you later.
They're lovely. Thank you.
Love you. Bye.
Love you too. Bye.
Hello, JLS boys. Where are you?
On our bus on the way to Cardiff.
Yeah.
Ah, are we on a conference call?
We are indeed. Yeah.
I'm excited. I've never had a conference call before.
Oh, fantastic. Here's your first one.
It's a JLS, God. It's how we do it. It's how we roll.
I know. So this is like a five-way.
Yeah, exactly.
This is a five-way.
Ish.
On a bus. What can you see right now, please? Describe what the bus is like.
We're downstairs in the kitchen and living room area.
This is like an apartment.
Yeah, it's actually huge. Like, when I say kitchen, they've got all the utilities in there. I'm talking, there's a little oven, there's a microwave, kettle, toaster, mug, cutlery, there's a cappuccino machine.
There's 12 beds upstairs.
12? Yeah.
12. Yeah.
Right, do you really need this when you're going to Cardiff? What's wrong with the Premier Inn?
3 lounges.
Only 12.
So who sleeps in all of them?
The beds definitely get you, Scott.
Too much info. Who sleeps in all of those then?
Well, yeah. There's 4 of us, we've got dancers, we've got 8 dancers. They get you, Scott.
All right, so the dancers share the bus with you, do they?
Absolutely, Scott. Come on.
Hell yeah.
It helps for the vibe of the tour.
I get what you're saying now. I understand exactly what's happening on the bus. Nervous laugh. Right, so your song's out today.
Yes, indeed.
Which is good. It's the official Sport Relief song this year.
Yep.
So everyone should download it immediately.
Yeah, right now. Good. Right now. I've already bought my copy.
Is that allowed?
It's all for charity, Scott.
Yeah, so you are allowed to buy your own songs if it's for charity.
So.
You wouldn't actually go into a shop and buy it, though, would you? Because that'd be weird.
I did that weekend.
Have you ever been to a shop, any of you, and bought, like, 100 of your own albums?
No, not 100.
But how many, then?
You buy one, do you know what I mean? You don't buy...
Like, about 1 dozen.
How many have you bought? Come on, be honest. How many have you gone into a record shop and, like, I'll have 10 of them?
I bought one online and I bought one hard copy.
But you made it. You have to buy it.
That's fine.
fine. What's wrong with supporting the cause? The whole point of the single obviously to raise money and raise funds for sport relief, to tackle all the charities around the country and around the world that they're helping. So my money's just as good as anybody else's.
Exactly. Right, listen, I'm going to play Proud now. Have fun in Cardiff tonight. What time are you getting there?
Hopefully, I'll say the next 2 hours.
Sweet. All right, and I'll see you very soon.
Wicked. All right, nice. Perfect. Well, make sure you come see the show soon as well, Scott.
I will. Love you. Bye.
Bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
How are you, man?
I'm really good. Welcome back.
Thanks, man. It's good to be back. Missed it.
I was pretty exhausted just reading your tweet.
What I learnt on tour.
What you learnt on tour was amazing.
What really drove home to me is the fact that I must have been incredibly banal on Twitter for the last year. Because that's the first time I've done anything beyond, hi! Mm. And people have said to me, friends of mine, like, oh man, it was so good to like see you actually try.
Yeah, you put enthusiastic things about Adelaide and everything.
What are you saying about Adelaide?
Nothing.
You sound surprised. I would have said up until about 2 weeks ago or a week ago, I would have agreed with you.
Yeah.
But Adelaide rocks the house.
Yeah.
Anna, how are you, man?
I'm really good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I can't see you because someone's moved the camera and all I can see now is, someone's broken the camera. So all I can see is the back of your hair, but I presume you're well.
I am well.
You look
as can be.
You look good from behind.
Thank you very much. I'm wearing mascara today, which is always a good look.
Why? What's the occasion?
Just a little photo shoot. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. What for?
I can't say.
Yes, you can.
I can't.
You want to?
Okay, it's
grassier. Yeah, you go.
No, it's not.
You wouldn't have brought it up unless you wanted to tell us. I didn't ask you. Are you wearing makeup today? You chose to part with that information.
I actually like a bit of mascara, only on the top bit. On the lashes.
Top bit of what?
On the lashes.
Okay.
Just not the bottom, otherwise you look like a panda. Top, all fine, you should try it.
So mascara on the top.
Just because you've been to Adelaide, don't be scared to try it.
Dude, just because you've been to Adelaide, don't be scared to tell us what your photo shoot was for.
It was just something.
Oh, it's a bear.
Anyway, it's good to have you back.
Thanks, man. Good change of subject. Where's Lanolin?
Lanolin, that's Becky, is off today. She's got a day in lieu.
Oh, what does one do in lieu?
Well, I'll tell you what she does.
What?
She complains about the lack of the Scott Mills Daily Podcast.
She does
who
not.
Who do you know that takes a day off to listen to a podcast of herself? Lanolin.
I don't think she was alone when she was doing it. That's what's really depressing.
Yeah.
Hey, check me out. I'm really funny. I'm on the Scott Mills Podcast. Lanolin!
BBC
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads.